Well, today's Wiki Corner is very appropriate for the little mini heat wave
that we had. Yeah.
Right. For the past 2 days.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Dairy Queen.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
The very first Dairy Queen opened on this day in 1940 in Joliet, Illinois.
Holy cow, 1940. What a rich history Dairy Queen has.
That's right.
A long time
so
ago.
It was operated by a guy named Sherb Noble.
Sherb Noble. Short for something Sherb?
I don't know.
Sherbet?
I don't know. Not sure. But he operated three ice cream parlors in Illinois. And in 1938, he was approached by some of his suppliers with a new ice cream innovation they called Soft Serve.
Ooh.
To promote the new product, Noble suggested using one of his stores to run an all-you-can-eat for 10 cents sale.
I am there.
Yes.
Sherb.
As you can imagine, the sale was a huge success with 1,600 servings sold in an hour and a half.
Holy cow.
The store was so packed, Noble was concerned the customers would break the glass out on his storefront.
My goodness.
That's how busy they were.
Poor Sherb.
So 2 years later, they opened the very first Dairy Queen. The original store was deemed Dairy Queen because one of the creators of the soft serve said it was a queen among dairy products.
And that's really where the name came from?
That is really where the name came from.
That is the dorkiest beginning of the name
a
I've
queen
ever heard.
Among dairy products.
Yes.
Yeah. So Dairy Queen's soft serve recipe is a highly guarded trade secret.
Oh.
According to DQ's chief branding officer, the formula is kept in a safe deposit box, and there are only a few keys to it.
Okay.
Yes. The original location closed in the 1950s, but the building is now a city-designated landmark.
Oh.
Since 1940, the chain has used a franchise system to expand its operations globally. The first 10 stores in 1941 grew to 100 by 1947, and by 1955, there were 2,600 Dairy Queens.
Wow. That's expansion.
The state with the most Dairy Queen restaurants is Texas.
Oh.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
Big state. Great state for their flurry things.
That's right.
They're
blizzards, yeah.
Blizzards, yeah.
And using the 2010 census, the state with the most Dairy Queen restaurants per person
is
Minnesota.
Yeah. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the company's products expanded to include malts and milkshakes in 1950, banana splits in 1951, and dilly bars in 1955.
Dilly bars.
Dilly bars, yes. Yeah. Their trademark blizzards weren't introduced until 1985, a year in which Dairy Queen sold more than 100 million blizzards.
They're great.
Yeah. Blizzards derive their name from being so thoroughly cold that they can be held upside down without any spillage.
Yeah.
There's a company policy that one blizzard per order is to be flipped upside down by the employee, and if this doesn't happen, the customer may request a coupon for a free blizzard to use on their next visit, though this is at the franchise owner's discretion.
Is
so it's
really?
Not everywhere. It's just...
I watch when they hand the blizzards. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was just one per order.
Yeah, one per order.
Oh,
yeah.
Good to know.
Right.
Honestly, though, if they didn't flip it, I don't think I have the...
The guts.
Yeah, thank you for the guts to
call
them out.
To ask for a coupon?
Yeah, I mean, the poor person at the window. You know.
What do you think the most popular blizzard flavor is?
The peanut butter cup.
Nope.
Come on.
Oreo.
It's the best.
Oreo is apparently the most popular blizzard in the U.S.
Okay, yeah.
So to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the blizzard in 2010, DQ rolled out the Blizzard Mobile.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a large truck that stopped at 25 cities in the U.S. and Canada, and they gave out free mini blizzards and conducted various games for coupons and prizes.
They should
do that. They should bring that back.
They should.
Park
it right out here.
Absolutely. So according to Guinness World Records, the largest blizzard weighed over 8,000 pounds, and it was made by a Dairy Queen at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield, Massachusetts, in June of 2005. Dairy Queen also holds the record for the biggest ice cream cake, which weighed more than 22,300 pounds.
Wow.
It was made by a Dairy Queen in Toronto in May of 2011. The cake measured 14 feet 7 inches long, 13 feet 3 inches wide, and 3 feet 3 inches tall.
Wow.
It included sponge cake, vanilla ice cream, buttercream frosting, and Oreo cookie crumble on top.
That sounds like a great cake.
Yeah, that does sound pretty
big
good.
Big and great.
I don't know how you eat that.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
And the world,
you bring it, I will let you know.
Yeah, me too. The world's largest Dairy Queen is located in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The two-level restaurant is 7,500 square feet, and it can seat up to 240 customers.
Well, Saudi Arabians love...
Big fans of DQ.
The
ice
DQ,
cream.
Yeah.
All right. Sure.
I wonder if they have the same flavors. Do they have different kind of
blizzards? I bet they have different flavors.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, different fast food places always have different...
They do.
Foods
weird stuff, too,
yeah.
In other parts of the world.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, not that it's wrong, but it's...
Different.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right. You, different, weird. Yeah. You picked out a record to go along with Dairy Queen, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play I Love Rocky Road by Weird Al Yankovic.
The weird, the great Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
There it is, Weird Al Yankovic, and I Love Rocky Road. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Because the very first DQ opened on this day in 1940.
Mm-hmm. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay,
oops,
the owner...
Hang on. Nope. Press the wrong button.
Oops.
And go.
Okay, the owners named it Dairy Queen because their soft serve was a queen among dairy products.
Texas is the home to the most Dairy Queens.
And DQ's,
in the U.S., it's a mess.
Sorry. It's a mess. DQ's soft serve recipe is a highly guarded trade secret.
Nobody can know. You know, the town where I go on vacation in Michigan in the summertime, there's a ice cream stand. It's called Dairy Cream.
Oh, clever.
And you cannot imagine the confusion in my head.
Yes.
Every summer when I go up there and I've got, which one's what, cream?
Is there
cream?
A Dairy Queen? Also, like, nearby at all, or no?
No. Oh. No, it's a tiny town. There's not for miles. I don't know where if they have them up there at all. But, Dairy Cream.
Clever.
Yeah, and I have a hard time saying it between, you know, because I...
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's my life. This is my struggle, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Struggle
right.
is real.
It is. All right. Folks want to learn more about Dairy Queen. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com on the homepage. There's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there.
That's it.
Check it out. Wonderful. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Stay cool. You look very summery today.
Yes, you as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Rolling Stones, Genesis, and more straight ahead on Legends 1027.